WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
British singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson moved to New York City to write and record the songs for his new fifth album called Bella. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that the result is a romantic album that spans an impressively wide range of styles and moods.
Well, you and I were meant to be, and in the end I know you see that we can never be just friends. Our only love will never end, Delilah. Oh, Delilah.
Teddy Thompson sings in a keening tenor voice that registers as confident and strong. Then he writes songs about what a weak, flawed, even weaselly man he can be. This contrast is the key to most of the songs on Bella. On the song that opened this review, Delilah, he speaks of having to get out of his own way to open himself up to a happiness that he complicates unnecessarily. A bit later, on Over and Over, his first-person narrator says he criticizes and ridicules himself so that no one else can, that isolation is a comfortable place, and that repeating myself cuts the fear. To strip these sentiments from the songs, you'd think you were in for a lot of mopiness. Instead, Bella is bursting with wonderful pop songs, such as its lead-off track, Looking for a Girl. Looking for a Girl, with its surging chorus and clever couplets about looking for a girl who turns my bread into buttered toast, could pass as a hit on American country music charts and reminds you of this British singer-songwriter's affinity for early rock styles. His third album, Up Front and Down Low, was a collection of country music covers. And on the new album, I Feel has a Buddy Holly, Everly Brothers approach to melodic harmony.
Well, it's gone.
Well, I've made it through three songs without mentioning that Teddy Thompson is the son of Richard and Linda Thompson. Certainly, one way Teddy has distinguished himself from his parents is by stressing his singing over his guitar playing or songwriting. I suspect that's what's behind his continued emphasis on American songcraft as well. Still, he doesn't shy away from his status as the son of folk rock royalty. He's played in his father's band, in Roseanne Cash's band, helped write much of his mother's 2002 comeback album, and has performed with other music family siblings such as Rufus Wainwright. On one of the best songs on Bella, he performs a duet with Jenny Muldaur, the daughter of Maria and Jeff Muldaur. That song, Tell Me What You Want, is cast as a lovely back and forth between two lovers dancing around their mutual desires and needs.
Baby, tell me what you want.
I wanna love that can be true.
what you want.
Moving across the attractive surfaces of Bella is a fog of regret and free-floating melancholy. The word or name Bella never appears on the album, although Thompson has said in interviews that it's the name of someone he was once close to. The album feels like the chronicle of a man coming to terms with missed opportunities for an intimacy that only drives him deeper within himself. This would be a self-indulgent downer had Teddy Thompson not transmuted these sentiments into something lively and beautiful.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Teddy Thompson's album, Bella.